This is episode number 2328 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Matthew Perry is back in the news.
Oh, God, can we ever get rid of this guy? Jesus, I mean, really. What's the deal?
Why is he good?
Well, he's on the promo tour. I get it.
And good on him.
Got to sell a lot of books. The book came out yesterday. I'm pretty sure it'll be a New York Times bestseller. It'll be at least an Amazon bestseller.
Wow.
Or a Kindle bestseller probably in a couple of hours. So, you know, that's how that works.
Well, you know, he probably used the money, you know.
I don't think so. I really don't think Maddie needs any money at all.
Well, because, you know, he's spent a lot of it over the years.
He's still got a lot of it.
Yeah, I know.
And he still makes a lot of it.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
So he's been, Matthew Perry's been making the media rounds in recent weeks, candidly discussing his battle with addiction in his new memoir.
I saw the Diane Sawyer thing on 2020 on Friday. It's out for stream, so check it out.
It was good.
It's very good. I mean, I'm more worried about him now after seeing it than I was before.
Really?
Yeah, just because he really looks like an addict. I mean, he looks like he's fragile to me, but that's just me.
Well, I think he is fragile.
I think he's fragile,
I think he's had Botox.
I think he has, too.
Is fragile.
Yeah, he's fragile. So,
and he'll be fragile for a while.
He'll probably be fragile the rest of his life.
Yeah. And I hope, I wish for him success.
I really do.
I do, I hope, absolutely.
I hope this is it.
He's admitted to spending around $9 million on sobriety.
Yeah.
$9 million.
You know what? You know what? You got it. Spend it. Why not?
I guess.
I mean, it's a good cause. It's lining the pockets of a lot of therapists right now.
Well, he told Andy Cohen that his work on Friends has helped keep him from being destitute.
I don't think anybody from Friends, including the cast of the crew, are destitute to this day.
No.
And will never be.
No.
If I Love Lucy taught us anything, the power of the rerun can make, and even in today's television, which is totally different than it was, you know, 20 years, 30, 50 years ago, can make people rich for the rest of their lives.
Well,
they never have to
put
this
in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Cohen, he asked Matt, are the Friends checks that come in today, would you characterize them as bountiful checks? Or would you say it's a trickle at this point? One, I think we kind of all know the answer to that.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And so Matt goes, well, yesterday I bought Iowa. He said, yeah, they're not bad.
Here's the deal about, and I see this because I have a lot of friends that, you know, on my Facebook feed. They're not real friends of mine. They're Facebook friends, but they're actors or they're people that are in the business.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're what they call background players. And sometimes they will flash a royalty check from an old TV show they were on or something like that. Most of them are in the pennies.
Right.
You know, because back as time goes on, the royalties get smaller and smaller and smaller. But not true of Friends.
Not true.
And it's not going to be true of Big Bang Theory either. I think these two shows will probably be the I Love Lucy's of the 21st century.
So,
while in the case of Friends, part of the 20th century.
And so Matt goes, they come as a text, in the form of a text.
Wow.
You just made this. And I go, oh, great. He said, so Andy said, great. That being said, I heard you really had your eye on Colorado. Yeah, I did, Matt said, but The Rock got that.
Oh, of course he did.
Speaking of, who cares? Tarika Musa and Christina Hall. I'm sorry.
That's her new name.
Christina Hack. Almusa.
Anstead.
Anstead.
Hack.
Hack Hall.
Hall.
I'm exhausted. Taking on one final project together. Former couple.
Wow. HGTV. These guys are on the ball.
I guess they needed closure.
Oh, they didn't need closure. They needed people to start watching shows again.
They're still watching shows. They're in between seasons. I don't know.
I don't know.
The former couple will embark on their last flip for a one-hour HGTV special.
Oh, it's a special.
Flip or flop, the final flip.
The final flip.
See, it's closure.
It's closure.
which will air on Thursday, December 1st. It'll also be available to stream the very same day on Discovery Plus.
Of course it will.
So in the special,
Tarek.
I always think of him as Tarek. Tarek and Christina take on one last project. It's a large duplex in Sunset Beach, and it proves to be one of their most expensive and challenging flips ever.
Duplex, huh?
Simultaneously.
At the beach, duplex.
They'll reflect on over 10 seasons of Flip
It Flop. It's a clip show.
It's a flashback clip show.
Oh, God. Who cares? So, they already did one.
Well, that's why they need it for an hour.
Okay, yeah. I guess you're right.
And it just seems to me that, let's see how well they act, because they're going to be
Aren't their kids teenagers now? I think they're teenagers.
They're going to be sitting there talking about their fondest memories. Remember when we first started this? We were so in love. Whatever.
They're not going to say that.
No.
They're not going to say that.
Plans are to convert the duplex into a single family home. Continue with layout issues.
Okay.
Permit delays. And mounting costs.
Mounting costs. Drama, as we like to call it.
Yes.
In the house flipping business. Do you have a favorite episode of Flip or Flop? Because you've watched all of them, right? I've watched all of them.
I've watched most all of them. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
You don't like her, right?
I've never warmed up to her.
Yeah. I wish she wouldn't open her mouth. Because I'm pretty into her until she starts talking. And it's like, oh, man.
The vocal fry,
all that stuff is like, and so amazed. And she talks really fast, which is like, stop it. Slow down a little bit.
I like them more, obviously, earlier.
Yeah, I think, well, obviously they did like a bunch of seasons split up, you know, after they split up. So
but
we
once
saw
they
a lot
started
of them
get,
as
yeah, but once they started getting famous in person.
Yeah.
Then they started getting kind of uppity.
Yeah, well, they not only uppity, but look at the styling and the clothes they were wearing and the hair extensions.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
Kinda
but
cray cray.
I like probably the year that she was pregnant with the second kid.
Yeah.
And I think they were a pretty down-to-earth family at that point.
Right.
You know, whatever.
They seemed happier at that time.
Well, that's probably because they probably were. Our apologies to Discovery Plus and to Halle Berry today. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could really care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.